my face getting clearer. The past is gone. It went by like dusk to dawn. Isn't that the way? To know
What a great song.
Beautiful.
Yes, that was Dream On, and it was by Postmodern Jukebox featuring Morgan James, and it was an Aerosmith cover, and such a beautiful song, but very haunting voice, but very fitting. And we have with us on the line my brother Shkwaich Shakhlach from Gwaishkna, BC, and he's been joining us for the last 6 years, and he's a for people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4. And just a very inspiration to myself and many other people that know his story and history. And he was on the brink of death, and he danced back to be with us, and he joins us every week and shares some of the insights and in what made him survive all that and tick. And welcome to the program, Shkwaish. Nice to have you with us.
Yeah, it's good to be alive still. I picked Dream On because I can only dream on that. I hope I live a good, clean enough life to join our dad who just went and joined the Creator and our ancestors.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And we do have our subject today, and it's on peace. And that was a great introduction with your son. And we'd love to hear your words on peace.
Peace. personally, you know, individually, peace is us wanting freedom from daily troubles, turmoils, stress, you know. But there's a society and as nations, peace. We want peace from conflict, war. You know, I guess war comes from, you know, just outright hate. So, you know, we want a rest from the hate. You know, like I'm always quoting movies, and one of the movies I like to do a quote from is Marky Mark's first Planet of the Apes, when the strife was starting to get up between the apes and the humans, and the instigating ape got caught and, you know, was facing a bit of reprimand. So he says, "Can't we all just get along?" That's what I think of peace. Can't we all just get along? Individually and nationally and societal. Can't we all just get along? But, you know, that's a tough order to fill.
Yes, for sure.
You know, because we look at history, we see all these civil wars. You know, that was families fighting each other in these civil wars. So, you know, it's just instinct in us to try keep a distance from peace. You know, but in this day and age, with all the, you know, the wars and rumors of new wars and boundary pushing and everything, that's all I can think of. Can't we just all get along? You know, meanwhile, the other group of apes is all running around chanting, "Guns are power. We need guns." They're definitely not promoting peace.
Yes.
Although, you know, if you do have a weapon of self-defense, it's going to make it, you know, they're going to think twice about disturbing the peace. You know, it's like one of our former presidents said, you know, implement the big stick theory. That's one way of administering peace. But otherwise, I think right now for those of us affected by the passing of our father is we just want peace with the stress and turmoil that came from watching our dad slip away.
Mm.
But at least now we know he's at eternal peace.
Mm-hmm. Well, we really do appreciate your words and you coming on and sharing with us, especially at this time, for all the family out there and all the people that know our father, and they can have that comfort, that knowing that, you know, now he's at eternal peace. And we just really thank you for joining us and bringing your wonderful songs and words of wisdom and things that made you survive all the turmoil that you went through. So we really thank and appreciate you for joining us.
I look forward to our weekly show. So I'm feeling very much appreciated and loved. So I thank you guys there on the mics, the guys in the background, the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Thank you.
And your love as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon. And lots of love to you and blessings. And we're going to have to say bye for now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlak from Gwaishkna, B.C. And always a blessing and an honor to have him come on and share with us. And we're going to carry on with our program, and we'll be right back.
Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
All right, we're back, and welcome back to Free Voices here at CJSF 90.1 FM. And we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to play a song, and we're going to hear from Lady Fahima and Lady Mary and Charlotte, our special ladies here, on peace. But we're going to play them a song here from Justin Johnson, and it's called Baby Leave Your Light On. So listen and enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Was Justin Johnson and his song Baby Leave Your Light On, and I was dedicating that to our special ladies here. We have Lady Faima, our production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and Mary, our public relations officer of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and also we have Charlotte, and she's the programmer of Call Me Negotiator, and so we want to hear some words from them on peace, and we'll start with you, Lady Faima.
Sure, thank you. Peace is the very essential, basically very necessary action it has to take a place on this planet, on this Mother Earth. Gone is the weakness, and the weakness is coming from the mental illness and the human and from the uneducated, superstitious leader with all the mental issue. They're running the country like Middle East and bringing the war. And the gun is the weakness, as I mentioned, because of the mental illness is just all of this action take a place. Humanity has been born for the peace. Peace is the food, is the medicine for the humanity. Peace is the joy and the happiness. And human being is deserve to have the happiness. And all these at this planet, we have a duty to do in the positive way, as one body, as one soul. And that is something we all have to think about it. We have to support one another and act on it for the peace, because nobody will provide it for us. We are the one, we have to ask for it and to gain it. Mm. And because I have, we also have to respect the individual. So at the studio, I'll just pass the floor to one of them to share their own view and opinion regarding the piece.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for sharing. And yes,
thank
we
you.
Will continue on, and we'll get Mary to speak on that.
Hello. Well, peace can mean different things to different people. For some, it's the quiet of morning sunrise while you're sitting on your chair and sipping on a cup of tea and watching the birds screaming outside or picking little seeds from the ground, that's pretty peaceful. For some, it's the quiet of the nighttime. For others, is justice rolling in like a wave. Maybe it's found in community, in the connections, or in the freedom to be ourselves. Peace also can be that moment that a soldier's choice to refuse orders is a testament to the human desire for peace and dignity. And this has happened in the demonstrations in Iran. I'm sure lots of you are aware what is going on in Iran with the evil regime of Iran. People have been demonstrating on the streets, and officials in Iran have claimed 6,000 killed and 15,000 imprisoned. We believe it's what they killed is three times more than what they're claiming. Anyway, among those soldiers who were shooting at innocent people on the street, one soldier stood up and refused to shoot at demonstrators. His choice was to refuse the order, peace. And he was captured after his shift. And he was executed. It's a reminder that peace isn't just the absence of violence, but the presence of courage, empathy, and compassion. And that's what that soldier did. The soldier's action said, "I see you, I hear you, and I choose to protect you." That's what he did. And his own life was taken. That was peace. So peace has different meanings to each one of us.
Absolutely.
Well, that was a very strong story and a very great demonstration of choosing peace over harm and death of people who do have their own human rights and right
fighting
to live.
For it.
And right to have freedom. And we do have another speaker, and we would love to hear from Charlotte. We'd love to hear your words on peace.
Yeah, hello, I'm Charlotte. I find peace is, I would say, like, I only find peace when I feel self-secured. So there is no peace to me if I feel insecure, if I focus on myself within my own world, if I only carry myself ego on, then it's really hard to be peaceful and also be harmonious for with other people. So the self-security is the foundation of peace to me. And to find that the security, or remove the insecurity, to be confident enough is to find self-efficacy by doing things, achieve goals, and take actions. So that would be my answer. Thank you.
Very, very wonderful words. And it's such a deep subject that, you know, we could continue on and you know, probably talk for hours on for this thing, because it's one of the things that we all wish for and want in the world, especially at a time of such turmoil, conflict, wars, and rumors of wars that just cause a lot of insecurity and unsettling of our minds. And one of the things that leads us to that wish for peace is these issues and problems that we all face, and it brings up pain and misery and negative thoughts and harm, sometimes self-harm, and wishing to end things,
mm-hmm.
and using our own thoughts of violence to end it. And it all comes from our walk through this life and going through the turmoil and the troubles and the problems that we all face and have to come to terms. And we wouldn't feel peace if we didn't feel all the turmoil,
mm-hmm.
because we wouldn't even know what peace is. And so in some ways, it balances out our lives and our journeys as we go through these turmoils and conflicts and real disruption in our lives. Now, when we get to the time of peace, we can actually feel it and know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the things that brings us all together as human beings. And also, you know, all the creatures on the world, you know, we're all living beings, and we all, what we do in this world affects other human beings and other life forms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that choice that we all have. We can choose peace and we can choose violence. And if we could all get to the point where we all choose peace, that would be great. And that's what we're all looking for. We're condoning, we're promoting, and we're wishing that upon the world. And we just thank all our listeners all over the world for joining us. We thank China for listening to us live.
Absolutely.
We thank Charlotte for extending our voices and letting us be heard all over the world. So we're going to have to say bye for now. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Join us on Free Voices. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you.
It was a big honor and privilege to have you come and share your voices with us.
Thank you.
And we're going to wrap up our program with some Johnny Cash. And
I love Johnny Cash.
Yeah, yes. And we're going to listen to Rusty Cage. So thank you all for joining us. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
You wired me awake and hit me with a hand of broken nail. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. Too cold to start a fire, I'm burning diesel, burning dinosaur bones. I'll take the river down to still water and ride a pack of dogs. I'm gonna break my, gonna break my